I'm 1-0-0-0-0-0 old up. Hold up, nigga, what? I'm 1-0-0-0-0-0 old up. The zero that made the most zeros, I'm 1-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- such a cliche line, but look what I said. My girl rocking the little lamb that Mary had. Now, that's a good line.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of ghosty style, mixed with Moses style. I'm versatile, I'm the poster child. I'm getting cheese, so I'm poster smile. Get it? Yeah. Making hits like Sosa now. Hit it. And I hate when girls be acting bougie as hell, and I already seen them naked like Blue Cane Trail. Fuck is wrong with you, man? You can't tell. I be hanging up them plaques that you can't nail. And just like Nell Carter got a break when Sean Carter took a gamble on me like Mike and Ron Harper at the crap table. But this is the rap table. What you mean you ain't never seen me? You ain't got cable?
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wild way, baby.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I be living for the moment.
Every day Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'ma win, and I'ma be happy, and I'ma be blessed.
Happy, I'm happy every day.
Love yourself, you know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Welcome to Young and Happy.
Thought I was gonna hit the normal cadence on that, but I didn't, because this is not a normal show. I'm not a normal guy. Mike the Bike's not a normal rapper. Roan.
Ooh, boy, I really like your flow. That shit was really coming off. That shit really sounded cool. I liked how you said that shit. That shit sounded cool.
Thanks, bro.
I like your cadence, bro.
Hey, today's just a good day to have a cadence. Today is Tuesday. Today's July 11th. Today is the day to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. And if you felt like sitting at home and just listening to podcasts, boy, oh boy, do we got something in store for you today. We got a little bit of Kesha.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of Issa. We got a little bit of Amber Rose. We got Green Day, Spotify, and a little bit of music taking place underwater.
Damn.
That's on today's show. This is Young and Happy. This is Barstool Sports Music Podcast. I am Caleb Presley. Mike the Bike in the building. Roan in the building. Buddha Ben, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So, first on the docket today.
Hit that docket.
Hit that docket, boy.
Docket like
hit
a boat.
Hit that docket, boy.
Hey.
Hit that docket, boy. I hope all you guys just did that. With your eyes closed if you're driving. First on the docket, we have Green Day is in trouble. They're in a little bit of trouble, Ron.
Green Day's in hot water, so I'll just hit you with the headline. Green Day defend festival set after acrobat's death.
So, can I get some context for this before I give you my take? I need some context for my take.
Okay. Green Day is getting a lot of criticism because they performed at Madrid's Mad Cool Festival shortly after an acrobat plunged to his death in front of festival goers. So people watch this guy die, and then...
But it wasn't Green Day's guy, though.
It wasn't Green Day's guy. It was a separate, unrelated acrobat, and many of you are... This is what Billy Joe said. Many of you are wondering why we continued to play our show after the accident. Green Day did not hear about the accident until the show was over. We didn't even know there was an acrobat performing at all.
Okay, I got two takes then.
All right.
One, insensitive of Green Day to be so unaware of the other programming at the show.
You know, there's a flyer that comes out. I'm sure that there's some kind of set list. And
it's
they
not all
know.
About you, Green Day.
Yeah. Maybe support the other artists at the festival, you selfish bastards.
Maybe stop worrying about, I don't want to be an American idiot, and start worrying about not being just a freaking idiot yourself.
Yeah, idiot.
Second take, if it's an unrelated acrobat, it's okay. Green Day's in the clear.
Okay, so they're good?
Anytime an unrelated acrobat dies, that's not on you.
But a related acrobat, if you guys remember in Batman Begins, when Chris O'Donnell played Robin, he had a family of acrobats, and they all died. Maybe that wasn't Batman Begins.
What would you call a bat that was extremely gymnastic?
Oh, an acrobat.
Just a little joke I'm workshopping.
That's not bad, Caleb. I appreciate your aplomb of bringing a joke to the table.
Do you got any jokes that you want to do today? You were supposed to be a funny guy.
I was?
I mean, like, that's why people will listen to the show. They're like, Roan and Caleb, they're funny.
They're funny,
and
guys.
I've obviously put my talents on display already.
Okay. So there's this buffalo who's trying out for the
Buffalo Wild Wings. I know the end.
No. Okay. It's Buffalo's trying out for the American Idol football team. Okay. And Bo Bice was on the sideline, and they're like, put Bo Bice in. And they're like, no, those are Buffalo. Like bison, buffalo. Mike, you chuckled. Mike, you kind of chuckled.
We got a laugh out of Mike.
Mike, did you chuckle or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's turn it up.
Wait, did you laugh because you got the joke? You liked it?
Can we turn up the volume? Hey, whatever levels we're at right now, can we just turn up the volumes on these listeners who we shall not be named at this moment in time?
Okay, can we also get a Busta Rhymes? Turn it up.
And then can we get a Kanye West turn me up? Thank you, sir.
Okay, I got another story for you.
Yes.
Because this acrobat is dead as heck.
Let's go. Tuesday.
Mike the bike.
Got another chuckle out of him. Let's go.
That was a choke. He choked.
He just choked on his chuckle.
Okay, so there are reports that Spotify is gaming the system.
What does that mean?
That means that Spotify is getting in a little bit of hot water. Spotify is getting in a little bit of hot water because there are allegations that they are creating fake artists to dilute the pool of money that all the rest of the artists are getting.
What does that mean?
Last week, Spotify got blasted by allegations of manufacturing fake artists to avoid paying the real ones. Now they're responding to those accusations and addressing broader issues of playlist gaming. They're gaming the playlists. So they're the king of the music industry. And
we're the kings of the music industry.
That's true. But there was a guy named Adam Sheffield from Vulture who pretty much accused them of making fake artists so they wouldn't have to pay the real artists.
Is Adam Sheffield the music's version of Adam Schefter?
I think so. He breaks all the latest stories. He has a cell phone right outside of his shower. He's always on the cell phone.
Spotify, gaming the system again. Actually, I know this is true because there's a girl who we go to her house for pregames a lot, and she always plays the song Damn by Kendrick Lamar, but it's not Kendrick Lamar singing it. And I'm like, yo, I called her out for it. I was like, why don't you just get Spotify? Like, this is unbelievable.
Wait, but there's like a bootleg artist singing?
It's literally Kendrick Lamar, but it's not Kendrick Lamar, but it's the
it's like
Kendrick
a voice Lamar double?
Song. It's unbelievably, it's terrible, it's shameful. And speaking of breaking news, I don't want to reverse out of this gaming segment because we got to go right back into it. But
okay,
speaking of games, basketball
is a game.
Young and Happy, we actually broke the news that Taj Gibson got arrested this weekend.
That is pretty insane that to be a news-breaking organization. We are constantly find ourselves at the center of controversy, whether it's the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it's battle rap.
Minnesota Timbies.
Whether it's the Minnesota Timbies. I mean, we're really sculpting the landscape of sports and news today as a music podcast.
Can we get it? Can you make a noise for fist bump, Mike? Like me and Ron just fist bump, but since it's a podcast, no one's going to be able to see it, so can you just make a noise for it?
Boom, boom, boom.
And that was one fist bump.
Yo, so Spotify's gaming the system.
I don't... What you're saying kind of makes sense. I don't understand exactly what they mean by creating fake artists, but the statement from Spotify says, we have never created, quote, fake artists and put them on Spotify playlists. Categorically untrue, full stop. We pay royalties, Sound and Publishing, for all tracks on Spotify and for everything we playlist. We do not own rights, we are not a label, and all our music is licensed from right holders, and we pay them. We don't pay ourselves. So they're pretty much a pro bono organization. They're saying we don't pay ourselves.
It's a profit.
Yeah, they just took it. They took this for the charity of the music industry.
They are a charity. Sounds like.
And good for them. So everyone's attacking them, but it turns out that they're just doing charitable donations to the world of music to the ears across America.
I love Spotify. Does this mean we got like a GoFundMe this for Spotify, or like on Wikipedia when you go on Wikipedia, it's like, yo, just $5 to help the most read site on the entire internet.
Well, there I've
is, never done it.
There is a little bit of a wrinkle here. It says that it gets a little sticky because Spotify did admit that gaming does exist on its platforms as alleged, but they brush it off as inconsequential while denying any direct gaming themselves. They said, as we grow, there will always be people who try to game the system. We have a team in place to constantly monitor the service to flag any activity that could be seen as fraudulent or misleading to our users. Dude, what is gaming a playlist? How do you game a playlist?
I know, like, pregame playlists.
Mike, you're a gamer.
So basically, this is the advanced version of the pregame playlist. This is the game playlist.
Oh, this is the game. Okay, I love the game.
By the way, posted another picture of his cock this weekend.
Damn it, game.
On Instagram.
I'm trying to like you so bad. How do you become? I mean, I guess when you're just that much of a gangster, you put your dick wherever you want. You just
pull it out, put it on the internet. Yeah, and my favorite part about it is when he just says, "This is for the ladies, so like, no, you're gay if you look at this."
Yo, Mike, could you pull it up and look at it? I don't want to look at this, but could you pull that up?
I'm gonna pull it up for you, Mike, right now. And then since this is like an audio thing, this
dude,
podcast,
I don't want to look at it. He said it's for the ladies,
so we're gonna need you to describe.
Just
to
do our dirty work.
You're the intern, so I'm not trying to be gross, but you're gonna have to look at this dick.
I just want to know what it's like. I don't want to see it.
Can you just look at just describe it into that microphone, please? Thanks.
It's very popping out.
More. We need more.
Looks like a cucumber.
Let me see. Yeah. His boxers are green, so yeah, it does look like a cucumber.
You guys are gay for looking at it. That's what he said in his... He has like 100 hashtags, and one of them is basically calling... He says, this dick got an 800 credit score. Congratulations are in order.
Yeah, I guess his dick purchases well. And
his dick's got a black card.
Diversifies its investments. Good on that dick. So we're going to also keep it moving because there is something going on under the sea.
Under the sea.
Underwater. This past weekend, there was an underwater music festival that promoted reef conservation.
I've always knew that the music lovers love the reef first. There's a joke somewhere there. I'm workshopping that one.
Yeah, workshop it. We're working on it.
Something about reefers and music together.
So they played the theme for The Little Mermaid. They played the Beatles' Octopus Garden. They even played the Jaws theme as 400 scuba divers and snorkelers listened to music that was picked out just for the occasion. So they went under the water. I don't get it. I don't. I was about to explain it.
This weekend, festivals that just don't make logistical sense. People were listening to music underwater.
Like a band is out of the water, they're underwater, and no.
This is going to be like the next thing is going to be like Clean Air Act, Underwater Festival. Come breathe the underwater air.
It doesn't make sense. How are they listening? I guess, can you take earbuds underwater?
I guarantee you for every song that's pro-water, there's a song about that uses a drowning parable or synonym or whatever the word it is. Allegorical.
Allegorical sounds good. Allegory.
In lieu drowning of, allegory.
So they would play the songs. I guess they're just playing songs through waterproof speakers. Okay. Sound was monitored. Sound was transmitted
so
through waterproof
just had,
speakers.
Like otter cases.
Yeah. And they listened to a playlist underwater.
I bet these people had the most wrinkled hands of all time. Your pruned hands. Pruned ears.
They were probably eating prunes underwater, those sick freaking bastards. These bastard
what do you
guys.
Eat prunes for if you got to poop? If you want to poop.
If you want to poop.
But you can't poop.
Yeah, but if you can poop and you eat prunes, you'll just keep pooping normal. Pretty sure. You ever have a bacon wrap prune? Maybe with a little blue cheese in there? No.
Sure haven't. Today's media takeout headline, that might not be true, but is good for the show.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Comes from our friends at Media Takeout. And it goes like this. Picks. Amber Rose and 21 Savage photo leaving the club. ... With a beautiful, exotical girl. ... We think we understand how she got 21 Savage so sprung now.
And what's the understanding?
The reason why I was reading it like that is because they capitalize a lot of random words. But basically what we got here is that the photo is just a real sweaty 21 Savage. Looked like he just ran in a triathlon. The running portion of a triathlon, because, of course, there's multiple sports involved.
Well, Sean, you have some credible sports knowledge, Caleb. I'm impressed.
I don't know if you've heard, but I'm a pretty fast runner.
Yes, third fastest guy in the office.
And by runner, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes, you run. You're right
about that.
That was literal. That was literal.
Yeah, but basically what the headline's about is that Amber Rose... Well, there's just a picture of Amber Rose in the passenger seat. She's making a heart with her hands. 21 Savage is sweating like... What's a good...
A stuck pig.
Yeah, I always... Like, the easy one is like a... Yeah, that's the easy one, but I was trying to use something else.
All right, well, no, let's
like
workshop
this. Okay, let's do...
Let's workshop it.
All right, this segment's so called... The sweaty segment.
Workshopping some sweat. Mike, we're going to need your help on this one. Who is someone like a whore, but like a bad person?
Come on, Mike. We're going to need your involvement here.
Let's say it again.
Here, let's me and you do this, and then at the end... Okay, here's how this is going to happen. We're about to do the sweaty segment, and at the end, you have to have... What are these called? These like a...
A comparison? A simile?
A simile. That's what I'm looking for, I think. You have to have one by then. If you don't, you're fired. Straight up. Okay. But me and Ron are going to
so
workshop
like sweating
this.
Like a whore in church. Sweating like...
Sweating like a
priest in a confessional.
Sweating like a day camper at Clemson football camp.
Okay. Okay. That's not... That's like just... That's sweating from being hot, not sweating from being nervous, so...
I
want one
that's
sweating from being like nervous. Like a,
oh, okay.
Sweating like a... Sweating like
sweating like B Rabbit in his first rap battle.
Okay, that's
kind of
good.
Average.
But some. What about someone who would be guilty of something, like sweating like a bank robber as the police pass him?
Sweating like Hitler in heaven.
Yep, sweating like Hitler on the way to heaven's gate
with Peter. With Hitler and Peter.
Hitler talking to Peter.
That's a sweaty conversation, boy.
Sweating like... That was a really good one. Sweating like a bad guy going to see a good guy.
I feel like all these are just like generally bad people talking to generally good people. All right, Mike, here you go.
Sweating like I'm presenting a speech.
Okay.
Another case of a bad guy trying to do something good. all right, so that was the headline day, which brings us to our next, this is called a segue to a segment.
Okay, I like
which
it.
Which is crazy.
Sweating like your mom at a paternity test.
All right, now you're just looking at my computer.
Sweating like a blind lesbian in a fish market.
All right, here we go.
Sweating like a group of nuns at a cucumber farm. Sweating like Ryan Seacrest watching Brokeback Mountain, Robin Williams, rest in peace. I'm literally sweating like a person who works in a warehouse with no air conditioning.
Sweating like a guy who's supposed to be original, making stuff up, looking at his computer.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Okay, so here's a segue into our next segment.
It's me, your favorite French player, Roger Federer. I play tennis and have won a bunch of medals. This is Young and Happy, and I'm the greatest of all time.
And this is Ye Old... Music Breakdown, presented by the King.
for the Ye Olde Music Segment Breakdown, we're going to bring in the guys from Savant, Terry and Craig. Terry and Craig, how are you guys doing?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, man? I'm Craig today.
I'm Terry today.
We're going to be breaking down...
We're going to be tearing a new asshole of these people who don't understand music.
Of the new album, Issa, by 21 Sav.
Who better to understand the world of drug dealing, trapping, and murdering people than a couple white guys with music degrees?
Check out this music theory on 21 Savage's latest album, Issa... On track number 3,
or trace as they say in Espanol,
he says the following.
I don't want to go to sleep, I'm way too high. I can't get no sleep, I swear I'm way too wide. I see dead bodies when I close my eyes. I see dead bodies when I close my eyes.
Interesting. It seems as if he's too high to be able to achieve the commonly known human state of sleep.
Sleep, as it is understood by our ancestors, is where we recover the memory of our day in the form of a dream, which is just a randomly assorted parfait of the memories of the day.
Ancient Aztec civilizations used to believe that sleep was actually a leopard creeping up behind you as you waited for nightfall to come. It would descend upon you, take over your being, and transport you to a dream world, only to leave you confused as you woke up in the same spot the next day.
Leopard is not the same thing as a leper. However, later on 21 Savage's new album, Issa, track number 5, and Baby Girl, he seems to have changed his mind.
Kitty partners throwing up the pitchfork. Put it in a bowl and whip it till it get hard. I don't smoke weed cause it made me snort.
Wow, it seems as if there's conflicting reports. If 121 Savage doesn't smoke weed, the other 21 Savage does smoke weed, and he's certified to be a real dude, he wouldn't lie about something, so that only leads me to believe there's two 21 Savages.
This has been Terry and Craig from Savant.
Savant.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Those guys are good every time. They're a little different every time, but yeah. It makes you wonder.
They're
good. Maybe they're like 21 Savage. There's multiple versions of Terry.
Oh,
or maybe
very
they're workshopping.
They could be
trying
workshopping.
Trying to do it for the big screen.
I applaud both ways because I like the one video that they did do.
All right, in our last story of the day, Kesha's in the news. The reason why she's in the news is like, oh, why did you guys do Kesha yesterday and today? Well, here's the reason. You insufferable suckers. She just had an album out, so she's in the press. And what do? Press clippings. Press reports.
Full court press.
Caleb Presley on the press report. Kesha.
Bench press. French press.
Ooh, which other favorite type of presses do you like? I like Freedom of Press. But.
Getting pressed for an answer on my favorite type of presses.
Kesha, her new album is called Rainbow. And there's spaceships on the cover of the album, and there's even a track called Spaceships.
And can we get the Reading Rainbow music right here?
Take a look, it's in a book, a Reading Rainbow.
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 The reason why there's spaceships all over this album is Kesha has told the Zach Sang Show that a UFO sighting is what influenced her new album.
This old lion-ass bitch.
Why? You don't think she's telling the truth?
No, I don't think she's telling the truth. She didn't see any UFO.
Do you think she was under the influence while she was getting influenced?
She was probably brushing her teeth with a freaking bottle of Jack again. Old bitch.
Influencers nowadays. Do you think that this UFO has an influencer Instagram profile?
That's probably the only way that it's getting space in her brain. She just probably saw some influencer and fucking assumes it's an alien. I don't respect it by Kesha. She's a liar.
Are we taking from the story that there is space in Kesha's brain?
Wow. Is that a NASA shirt you have on right now?
I'm wearing a NASA shirt. Hey, Mike the Bike, this is only audio, this podcast, so can you say a sound effect for my shirt? It's NASA.
Whoosh.
Thanks, Mike the Bike. So anyways, that's today's Young and Happy. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram, but also this Thursday, I am more than happy to report to you that we will be doing our first ever Young and Happy artist profile, and it will be of the young man, Manny Fresh. Just kidding, it's of Calvin Harris.
All right, so make sure you check out for that. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and make sure your Wednesday is even better than today.
Smith and got no safety, I can't concentrate. If it ain't about the money, we can't conversate. I told her, fuck that chopper, get my Smithin' back. Cause these pussy niggas didn't wanna listen, back. Straight up in my brain, no 9-11. Nigga with my boy Quino, that's my brother. I asked him with his glide for the block protection. He put out 16 shots at that Smith and Wesson. Now everywhere I go, I keep a Smithy hoe. Said Diddy hoe when I roll around my city hoe. Drop top, but I'm sitting, baby. 45, that's my Smithin', baby. Ride with me, my city, baby.
Pistol right into the Smith and Wesson. Smith and Wesson in the Nautilus. I keep Smith and Wesson in the Nautilus. I keep Smith and Wesson in the Nautilus.
You know I'ma
keep the pistol right next to the Smith and Wesson.
Gotta keep that fire.
Wesson in the Nautilus. When you see me, I be standing left-handed, whipping with the cat on the floor. 'Cause a nigga like me won't tempt it, never catch me slipping, oh no, in the 9-11. Turn your ghost to a holy ghost, yeah, I'm the reverend. Holy smokes, think I overdosed, I'm high as heaven. I think you try too hard to be seen and you talking reckless. I think you're talking way too much, boy, you ask too much questions. Say they want that first class, need to learn life. Keep the pistol like I'm pissing on the turnpike. I wonder will Smith be staying at the Westin. I'ma get a portion, ain't that bitch September 11th. Pistol right into the Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson in the 9-11. Smith & Wesson in the 9-11. Smith & Wesson in the 9-11.
You know why?
I'ma get the pistol right into the Smith & Wesson.
Gotta keep that fire.
I'ma get the Smith & Wesson in the 9-11.